This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, no matter how many times I say it, no matter how many times I point the finger at the responsible party, people want to cast off their responsibility on, look at how close the end times are. And I hear it all the time. I get the emails all the time. They want to be, again, raptured from responsibility only to face their responsibilities in which they thought they were going to get away with in leaving off. And Scripture teaches us just the exact opposite. The Bible says we're supposed to occupy till He comes. You know, and let me take that to the natural. Do the math here. Just take this in carnal reasoning, which is enmity with God, but even just look at it that way, because it should bring people to a state of shamefulness for what they're tolerating. You have 325.7 million people in this country that are capitulating to a small, small number of people. In other words, your sins are finding you out, Numbers 32:23. And no matter how many times I say to the American people, hey, folks, listen to me. Just do yourself a favor. Go back to the very beginning of this ministry on radio and show me where we've been wrong. Just please, somebody just show me one part, one parcel, one jot, one tittle where we missed it. Because I guarantee you what we're talking about right now, we're going to be talking about in a month, in 6 months, in a year, in 2 years, in 3 years. And we're going to go back and we're going to forget all about what Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty had to say concerning the Word of God. And now here we are. We've kicked the can down the road. We've allowed corruption to destroy all the more on another day. And we fail to look into the mirror of responsibility when it comes to our obligations and duties that God commanded us to do in keeping the republic in which we have. You know, it's interesting when you go back to the forefathers. You know as well as I do, there was a whole lot of people that were standing around those 56 signers and those 13 colonies and less than 3% of the population saying, there's nothing we can do about what's going on here. I mean, look at the British Empire. It's the strongest the world has ever known. Look what the tyrant King George means to do to us, and look what he's doing to us. Jesus is coming back, they say. They say, there's no sense. It's all over with. These are the end times. Folks, it's been the end times for 2,000 years. And it's amazing to me how people are so quick to give up concerning the freedoms that they have lived out in their lifetime. In other words, what they're saying is to the younger generation, hey, to H-E double hockey sticks with you. We've lived our own little selfish lives. We failed to keep the commandments of God. And now we're going to give you a gloom and doom message because, after all, we don't want to have to do anything about the issues at hand. I'm here to tell you that's a lie straight from the pit of hell. God is a merciful God, and He shows mercy to them that fear Him in keeping His commandments. Read Deuteronomy 8:11, going back even that which precedes that verse. Go to Deuteronomy 4. Read the Torah. It will show you how you are to preserve. Back to our forefathers. Remember Ben Franklin when he came out of a meeting with those that were establishing a form of new government, a Republican form of government. Remember what he said to the woman that asked him, "So what form of government have you given unto us?" And what did Ben say? Benjamin Franklin said back, "A republic if you can keep it." Americans, let me ask you something. Can you keep it? Because in order for you to keep it, you have to fight for it. And therein lies the problem with most people. They don't want to have to fight for it. They want someone else to do the fighting for them. And it sounds like, well, Bradley, is this another one of your rants? No, I'm telling you what the Word of God says. And I am telling you that every time I tell you what the Word of God says and every time you ignore the Word of God, you're accountable for the truth that's been given unto you. Okay? Is that a threat? Well, scripturally it is. Yes, indeed it is. What do you think the forefathers went through? Hey, do you think that during the duration that World War I was being fought out, do you think that the people in the United States of America weren't saying it's the end times? And you better know that there's a whole lot of people capitulating in the day of battle when they should have stood up and fought. Read Psalm 78. What about World War II? Folks, you hear it every decade. I mean, there's guys out there that are writing books every year as to why this year Jesus is coming back. Listen, it's not scriptural. Yes, we know the signs of the ends of the time, but like Martin Luther rightly said, thank you, Lord. If I knew that today was the end of the world, I would still plant an apple tree. Why don't people in this country think that way? Because I know that we can get to the other side of this, friends, but I know we're not going to get through it without a fight. I know that is a fact. Because everything in my life is a fight. It's a spiritual walk. And if people don't understand that spiritual walk, then what are they going to do? They're going to spin out of control. And really what it comes down to is they love the things of the world and they feed on the things of the world rather than the things of the Spirit in feeding on the bread of life. His name is Jesus Christ. This all reminds me of none other than Frederick Douglass. I brought this quote up the other day and it's fantastic. And who would know better than a former slave? Frederick Douglass is he who preceded that of, well, the prophets that we know of today, like Martin Luther King Jr., who preceded him. There was a guy named Vernon John down south. And if you go before him, who was there? There was Frederick Douglass, and there was also Harriet Tubman. Listen carefully as to what he said. We still have the freedom to do the right thing today. If it was all over with, the way that the CIA-controlled media would want you to believe that it was all over with, we wouldn't be here right now. Frederick Douglass said, if there is no struggle, there is no progress. He said, those who profess to favor freedom and yet deprecate agitation are men who want crops without plowing up the ground. They want rain without thunder and lightning. They want the ocean without the awful roar of its many waters. And so it is if we love freedom. This is what it takes. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Going to take a quick break. We'll be right back on the other side.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, opposition, it is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation.
Hi, friends. I'm Pastor Mike Spaulding, inviting you to join me in Lima, Ohio, July 26th and 27th for the Go Therefore 2019 conference. You can go to gothereforeconference.com for registration information. Some of our many speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, Dr. Michael Lake, Dr. John Diamond, L.A. Marzulli, Jamie Walden, Doug Woodward, Russ Dizdar. Gothereforeconference.com for registration information. Gothereforeconference.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others a measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, period. It's interesting, folks, that I'm giving you the truth of the Word of God that many that are talking about the end times don't know. Because if they knew it, they would see their obligation before God and man. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. And what are His commandments? That you believe on Him whom He sent. And what did Jesus say to the church? He said, pray not that there's yet 4 months before the harvest. He said, pray that the Lord of the harvest would send forth servants, ambassadors, His church, into the harvest field. And yet we have people that are capitulating and throwing their hands up in the air, overlooking the Word of God, trying to get out of responsibility, only to face their responsibility. Oh, how many of these older people, these people from that generation that have been deceived into believing the lies of the great deluder and his minions, that there's nothing we can do about it? Oh, how your enemy loves to hear that in the natural and in the spiritual. Oh, how they look at you and say, you know what, all of this propaganda that there's no hope, there's nothing that they can do, and there's no power in their hands to hold us accountable for our crimes against they the people, coming from them. Oh, how it's worked today. Folks, you've been lied to. You just have been lied to. And you've been feeding on the spirit of the world. And instead of overcoming, you're succumbing. When you read the Word of God, friends, on a daily basis, Paul said, I die daily. If you look at the Old Testament, there was two sacrifices, one in the morning and one at night. Do you live that? Do you understand what I'm talking about right now, about dying daily? Waking up like there's nothing you can do about anything, and you get into the Word of God, and before you know it, you rise above it. Oh, boy, that sounds familiar, like Scripture, 1 John chapter 5, where it talks about the faith that overcometh this world. Yep. And then I think of Romans 8:37, where it says that we're made more than conquerors through Him that loved us. If He loves us, is He going to forsake us? No, Scripture tells us in John 10 that no man's able to pluck you out of my hand or my Father's hand. What you're giving way to are excuses. And when you get rid of your excuses, friends, you're going to get something done. And that's what your enemy is scared to death concerning that information that you find. They don't want you to get busy. They want you to make excuses. They want you to be fearful of consequence. And do remember, when you read the book of Revelations chapter 20, I'm going to go there right now. Notice, I want to give it to you exactly verbatim as to what he says concerning this scripture. Revelations 20, chapter 11 through 15. Notice the people that he highlights first. He highlights the fearful. He highlights the fearful that were to be judged. They were the first ones. And the Bible clearly says we haven't been given a spirit of fear. We've been given a spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. Sound mind means sound without error. And the only way that we're going to have a sound mind is if we're found in Christ. Not outside of Christ, because the Bible says that we put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. And so here we are today. There's absolutely nothing in the Word of God that ensures our defeat outside of sin. So if you want to live a sinful lifestyle, it's like taking a chain in a rock and strapping it to your foot and throwing yourself into a deep lake. That's what sin does. But in this particular situation, that's my metaphor, it's going to take you to the fire, not the water. Okay? Just so you know. And that's exactly what the Lord said concerning Noah. Hey, listen, I destroyed the world by water this time, but next time it's going to be by fire. Yeah, that's found in the book of Thessalonians. I want to bring you to the Word in Luke 14, and I want you to listen to this parable. And we're not going to be talking about this the whole hour, but it so bothers me that I continuously hear the same things over and over again from people that listen to this show over and over again. Shame on you. Seriously. Luke 14, verse 16. Then Jesus said unto him, a certain man made a great supper and bade many. And his servant at supper time said to them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. And they with all one consent, listen carefully, these are the people that are saying there's nothing we can do about it. These are the people that are saying, you know what, Jesus is coming back a lot sooner than we thought. Right? This is what these capitulators say, and this is what they do. The Bible says the first thing that they began to do and with one consent, they began to make excuses. Well, the first one said, I bought a piece of ground and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee have me excused. Well, I hear people right now say, well, Bradley, you got to work because the Bible says if you don't work, you don't eat. You're right. But you know what? I do all of it. Where I see people make excuses, I find within my own life as to find the resolve in the Word of God to their excuses. That I might know more of the things of Christ that others have left off. Okay? That's just how it is. Hey, listen, I bought a piece of ground, and I got to go and see it. I pray thee, you have me excused. These are the excuses that Jesus gave. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I have to go prove them. I have other things to do. He said, I pray thee, have me excused, Jesus. And another said, I've married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. Oh, my goodness, we could talk about that for a whole hour. I have married a wife. Do you know how many ministries have been ruined because of the wives? And it's not the wives' fault. It's the man's fault for worshiping the wife, or vice versa. I've married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. Well, you know what? Maybe your wife should be seeking the face of God just like you are. Because you can't work out her salvation with fear and trembling. The Bible says that you're to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Verse 21, so that servant came and showed his Lord these things. He went back to the master and he said, listen, that's all they did is make excuses. Well, then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, go out quickly into the street and lanes of the city and bring hither the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. Okay? When you go over from Luke 14, where they began to make excuses, into Luke 19, Jesus said again in a parable, he said, therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. This applies to every one of us. And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said unto them, occupy till I come. Hey, folks, it ain't over until the fat lady sings. And I don't see no fat lady singing, do you? Nope, neither do I. And furthermore, I don't believe that this constitutional republic will ever be destroyed. I don't believe it. Okay? I don't care what you... Hey, you know what's interesting? I have so many believers say, well, Bradley, why do you believe that? You know, look at the world. Look at how bad circumstances are. You know, and then I think of Peter when he said to Jesus, bid me to come out and walk in the water during the storm. And guess what he did? He began to walk on the water just like his Lord did until he began to look at the boisterous and the waves being out of control, so you can understand what I'm saying here for all you King James readers. Peter was doing the same thing that his Lord was doing until he began to look at the waves, until he began to look at circumstance, until he began to leave the Word of God and the mind of Christ and take on reason, which is the very enemy of faith itself, friends, of faith itself. Hey, America, you need to quit looking at the waves. You need to keep your eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of your faith. His name is Jesus Christ. And when you do that, guess what? You begin to do what he did, because you're beginning to walk on line with the Word of God through the straight and narrow, the way that he does, in the way that he teaches his church to do so. Folks, we're called to do the impossible. Do you not understand that? God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and with diverse miracles and with gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. Jesus said, what the Father sent me to do, so I send you to do. But he also said, greater works will you do than I did, because I go unto my Father. Where are the excuses found? Friends, there is none. And by the way, Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, doesn't want to find excuses as to why I don't believe like these people that call themselves believers, but yet they're not believers. They're unbelievers. They hold the truth in unrighteousness. They say one thing, but they act accordingly to the commandments of men that make void the commandments of God. Mark 7, read it when you get a moment. Come on. Let's call it for what it is. Let's shame the devil and tell the truth. Okay? Hey, folks, I'm telling you today to buy the truth and sell it not. Proverbs 23:23. Okay? And what I'm doing right now is pulling the rug on those that are saying, oh, Jesus is coming back. Yep, we know he's coming back. But it's also interesting to note, friends, he said, stay busy until I get there. Right? Occupy till I come. I'm going to come right back and I'm going to give you the resolve of Jesus, and then I'm going to get over to another topic. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Anti-ICE protesters reportedly tore down an American flag outside a U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement facility and replaced it with a flag of Mexico, and also removed a Blue Lives Matter flag honoring law enforcement, spray painting it with the words Abolish ICE, then raising the flag upside down on a pole next to the Mexican flag. After touring detention facilities on the Texas-Mexico border, Vice President Mike Pence talked about the impending ICE immigration raids this weekend.
The upcoming efforts are going to focus exclusively on individuals who have been fully adjudicated and ordered by a judge to be deported.
ICE raids will be conducted in at least 9 cities. Barry strengthened to a Category 1 hurricane this morning before it reached the Louisiana shore with sustained winds of 75 miles per hour. It's been creeping along at just under 6 miles per hour and could drop up to 22 inches of rain. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Twitter, Bradley Dean 1, YouTube, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty. I don't know what to share with you, friends, outside of what I've shared with you concerning the issues that need to be hit here. My YouTube page was just like my Sons of Liberty Media.com. We first started off with 700,000 unique visitors the first month. Within 3 months, we had over 1 million unique visitors. And then all of a sudden, the big tech companies started censoring first on Facebook. And then it went over to my Twitter account, which we all know that they're shadow banning. And now I'm seeing on my YouTube live feed, which I had a couple videos going viral. Just stop. Literally, just stop. And I'm being told by my friend Michael Rocha before it's news that they're messing with their content now and suppressing their content flow, and they are censoring, friends. They don't want you to know what's going on here, but they're attacking my content, my outreach like crazy online. You've seen how they are deplatforming others. Again, America, if that doesn't put up a chill from your tail to your neck, the back of your body, I don't know what to tell you, because once that's gone, everything else is gone. They want to set the narrative concerning every human being, not just in America, on the planet. And again, what you're dealing with is a small group of people that are controlling the media, along with those that are hiding behind the media and big tech companies, your said representatives. If you want to know who you are to deal with concerning justice lawfully, first the church, okay? Number one. Number two, corrupt politicians. And number three, what's going on in this country right now, all these unlawful agencies that have been created, the CIA-controlled media, and the CIA-controlled mainstream media that's giving cover to those that are committing the act of conspiracy against we the people. There's no question or debate about what I'm saying right now. It's all out in the open. Now, if I'd have said this 15 years ago, like many of the things that I've said to you, they laughed at it for a minute. And then all of a sudden, look what started to pop its head up. Oh, interesting. Isn't that what the Lord said he was going to do? And here we are today. Are things getting better, friends? Nope. If they're not getting better, then you better get on it and right the wrongs, because that's what we're called to do. We're commanded to do so. I want to say this, and I want to finish this, because I want you to see the response from the Lord concerning those that made the excuses, okay, in Luke 14, and going back over to Luke 19, and those that made excuses concerning what was more important than the things of the kingdom of God on their behalf, okay? I'm going to go right to verse 21, Luke 19. So that servant came and showed his Lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city and bring hither, King James Version, the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. Now listen to what the Lord said. And the Lord said unto the servant, friends, I'm sorry, I got to move over here for a second. In Luke 19, I'm going to go back over to Luke 19. Sorry about that. Luke 19, when a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom in return, he called his 10 servants. Okay? And then when you go to verse 14, Luke 19, verse 14, his citizens hated him. Okay? Who are the citizens that hated him? Well, those that called themselves the seed of Abraham today, those that call themselves Christians that refused to obey his commandments. It says, but his citizens hated him and sent a message after him saying, we will not have this man to reign over us, Jesus Christ. Isn't that who I'm highlighting right now? Those that are giving you a gloom and doom message, those that are saying that there's nothing that you can do about it. And boy, oh boy, is Jesus coming back a lot quicker and sooner than we thought. Not denying, friends, again, the word of God concerning the signs of the times. But again, we are to occupy till he comes. Is that not those that call themselves Christians yet give a different message than what Christ gave? That's a lack of Christianity, friends. That's what's happening here. Okay? Verse 15, Luke 19, verse 15, and it came to pass that when he was returned, having received the kingdom, then he commanded these servants to be called unto him that disobeyed him, to whom he had given the money, the gifts, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. Okay? Verse 16, then came the first, saying, Lord, thy pound hath gained us 10 pounds. This is an obedient servant. And he said unto him, well, thou good and servant, because thou hast been faithful in a very little, have authority over 10 cities. See, friends, Scripture says he who's faithful in little will be faithful in much. Amen. Is it true? Oh, yep. Isn't it interesting? The more that was given unto his faithful servants, the more they entered into the joy of the Lord. Absolutely right on the money. Why? Because that's where their heart is. Right? Where their treasure is, their heart will be also, friends. And either it's on the kingdom of God or it's on this earth being disobedient to the word of God. How's that working out for the people that are scared to death? Their fear of the fear of man, which brings about a snare. They're afraid of the consequence. And friends, they refuse the truth, yet they think they walk in the truth. They're deceived. Okay? And again, that's what we're doing here. Is opening their eyes, even if we have to use a Holy Ghost pry bar. Amen? And we know that it's the anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage. Go to Isaiah 10:27 when you get a moment. Well, then came the first, saying, Lord, thy pound hath gained 10 pounds. He said unto him, well, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful with very little, have authority over more. And the second came, saying, Lord, thy pound hath gained 5 pounds. And he said likewise to him. Right? Be thou also over 5 more cities. See, when you're faithful, he gives you more. And another came saying, Lord, behold, there's a pound which I have kept laid up in a napkin, for I feared thee. Perfect love casts out all fear. Where does fear come from, friends? The enemy. Where does love come from? Romans 5:5, the Holy Ghost is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto us, right? The love of God has, right? perfect love casteth out all fear. So if you have the love of the Holy Ghost into you, it's going to cast out all fear. Period. That's just how it works. Either you're filled with one or you're filled with another. There is no, again, in-betweenites here. The guy that feared, the one that made excuses as to why he didn't obey, said to the Lord, "You're an austere man. You're hard. You're just too hard. Thou takest up that thou layest not down, and reapest that thou did not sow. And he saith unto him, Out of thine own mouth I will judge thee, thou wicked servant. Thou knewest that I was an austere man, taking up that I laid not down, and reaping that I did not sow. Wherefore then gavest not thou thy money into the bank, that at my coming I might have required mine own with usury." Talking about the parable of the talents, right? "And he said unto them that stood by, Take from him the pound. He who wasn't faithful, take it from him and give it to him that was faithful, adding 10 more pounds." I'm sorry, adding to his 10 pounds. "Give to him that man's gifts, to the man that has 10 pounds, now that he has 11. Okay? "And they said unto him, Lord, he hath 10 pounds. For I say unto you that everyone which hath shall be given, and from him that hath not, even that which he shall have shall be taken from him. But those mine enemies," this is what I want you to hear. Okay, this is your answer from heaven for those that are preaching a message outside of the scope of the Word of God. "But those mine enemies which would not that I should reign over them, bring hither and slay them before me." Whoa! Whoa! Did the Lord really say that? You better bet your bottom dollar he said that, and I'm glad he said it, because these kind of people that are given a message contrary to the Word of God are the worst of men. They walk in contradiction of the very thing that they claim to be. They're supposed to bring the answers to the fallen world, not be a part of the fallen and add more weight to make it fall faster. But that's what these people do. And they're all over the place. You don't know why? Because they're feeding on the world, just like I said earlier. And I want you to listen to this as well, friends. This is found in Luke 12:4. Are we supposed to fear man? No. Which brings a snare? Absolutely not. Are we supposed to fear the consequence of what may happen tomorrow? Absolutely not. We're to fear the Lord. Listen to what Jesus said. He said, "I say unto you, my friends," he says this to his friends, "be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that, they have more that they can do." He said, "But I'll forewarn you whom you shall fear." This is Jesus. I'll forewarn you whom you shall fear. "Fear him which after he hath killed hath power to cast into hell. Yeah, I say unto you, fear him." Boy, that's a little bit of a different gospel than what you're used to hearing, isn't it, friends? See, there's man-made gospel, which is graceless and lascivious. And then there is God-ordained, Holy Ghost-inspired gospel. Read Galatians 1 when you get a moment. And what are we dealing with? We're dealing with nothing less, friends, than those that have come in the time of Jude. Listen to what Jude said in verse 3. "Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you the common salvation, liberation from sin, it was needful for me to write to you." It was important to me that importunate that I write to you. "I was pressed to write to you," Jude said, "and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints." You know, I just got to say this. If you haven't taken the time, I'm talking about natural law right now. This is a side note. But if you haven't taken the time to read the Declaration of Independence and that which preceded the Declaration of Independence, namely the Mayflower Compact, oh my goodness, friends. Oh my goodness. That will, folks, that will erase a million lies that you have taken on concerning who we are in this country. Because it smacks of nothing but the pulpit. You know, when our forefathers came over here, you know, we've heard of the Plymouth Rock in 1620 on the Mayflower, right? The Mayflower Compact. It's interesting that you've been taught that they were called pilgrims. They weren't called pilgrims. They were called saints. And see, little by little, incrementally, have they watered down and revised our history. America, we need to erase the lies, be sanctified unto obedience, sprinkled with the blood of Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 1, read it. And we need to be empowered by the Holy Ghost to get the job done, because, again, friends, we can do this. I'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
What I like most about Bradley Dean Ministries is that it doesn't really bother him if it would be offensive to someone or someone would take it the wrong way. He just very confidently always speaks the gospel.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We've taken this throughout the whole show, and I'm okay with it, folks, because when I get into preach mode, it's on. I remember preaching in Memphis, Tennessee one time for 5 hours, and nobody left. As a matter of fact, there was more people coming in throughout the duration. It was only supposed to last for about an hour and a half. And after the 5 hours, it was like, is everybody good? Is everybody... And this is generally what we hear everywhere we go. Okay, we go on for an hour. We go on for 2 hours. Is everybody being fed? Is anybody getting anything? Yeah. You want us to keep going? Yes. Friends, you know what? Here's another point that we need to make. Why is it that churches put a timeline on the preachers? I mean, you know what it is? And they try to do it with me. Where they say, well, Bradley, you're going to have 20 minutes. We ain't coming. Bradley, you got 45 minutes. Okay, we'll try to make it work. But when we get there, we always take it to about an hour and a half. Because what I'll do is what I just did. I'll say, is everybody getting anything? Is anybody getting anything? And do you want me to keep going? Yeah. Okay? People want the Holy Ghost. Do you remember? I know who it is. It's Eutychus. But I want to give you the exact text again in this particular situation. Eutychus, Paul, preaching, live radio. I just want you to hear this. This verse, it's humorous. Because if anybody complains, well, Bradley, it's going on too long. Wait a second. Paul was preaching until midnight. He was preaching all night long. I mean, can you imagine the preacher of the day saying, hey, listen, you know what, you got 15 minutes. Hey, Paul, you got 20 minutes and you're done. But he would have just left the building and said, hey, let's go have church over here then. Shame on the people that do this, friends. And it's interesting, they'll cram everything in there for a half hour, 45 minutes, and then they preach a story to you as if it's fictitious out of the Bible, and then you're supposed to go home and live a godly life. They don't let the Holy Ghost do what he wants to do. Well, guess what? He's going to find people that he can do what he wants to do with, because the Holy Ghost will not be straightened. But listen, do you remember in Acts 20, verse 9? There was a young man named Eutychus sitting on the windowsill. He was up on a balcony. This dude fell asleep. Hey, folks, if you ever want to know if anybody fell asleep during Paul's preaching, oh my goodness, there was one kid. His name was Eutychus. Well, he was sinking into a deep sleep, Scripture tells us. Because Paul was preaching, just he kept going and going and going and going. But being fallen into a deep sleep, the Bible says, and as Paul was long preaching, he sunk down with sleep and fell down from the third loft and was taken up dead. He was taken up dead. Was Paul worried about it? Absolutely not. Why? Because, oh my goodness, because we're called to be the witnesses of the resurrection. Folks, read 1 Corinthians 15. That's the gift of prophecy. Friends, is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Did Jesus blow Lazarus out of the grave? 4 days stinking and he blows him out of the grave? Yeah. Acts 10:38 tells us how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Is he still the same today? Yes. Malachi 3:6, Hebrews 13:8. I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. What is our excuses, friends, for not tapping into the whole of who God is? I mean, after all, that was which was proposed unto us, friends, is we lose our life for him, for to me to live is Christ, to die is gain, found in Philippians. But we have to go to the cross. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me. And if the life that now is lived in me, we live out by the faith of the Son of God in the flesh. Galatians 2:20. If it's him living through us, he's going to do the same thing and more than he did when he was here. And the Bible says all the books in the world couldn't contain the miracles that Jesus performed. Call unto me, the Lord says, friends, and I will answer. And don't tell me you ain't getting the Holy Ghost. Don't tell me you ain't getting this anointing. Don't tell me you're not getting this witness right now, friends. Call unto me and I'll answer and I'll show you great and mighty things in which you know not. But first understand, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 3:2, Acts 2:38, Mark 1:15. Read Acts 20, verse 21 when you get a moment, friends. It's important that you take it in stride. Read Galatians 3:24 and then Psalm 19:7. If you didn't get all that, go ahead and download the podcast on GCN. Hey, folks, Eutychus fell down dead from the balcony. He fell into a deep sleep when Paul was preaching. And the Bible says, and Paul went down and fell on him and embracing him said, trouble not yourselves, for his life is in him. Oh my goodness. Jesus has all authority and power in heaven and earth, and he gives it unto his children for his purposes, that he might be glorified. Not that we can make a show out of it, not that we can make a circus out of it, not that we can make gain out of it, but know that he might be glorified, that no flesh should glory. Let Christ be crowned again, but bear your cross, friends, that we might know the power of God like Paul did. The Bible says, when he therefore was come up again, Eutychus, raised from the dead, and had broken bread and had eaten, talked a long while, even till break of day, so he departed. That dude heard Paul preaching. He falls asleep, falls off a balcony, and Paul blows him right out of death. And how many times did the Lord do that? Why? Hey, friends, if you don't believe that he's still the same yesterday, today and forever, you're a believer that doesn't believe. Repent for that. Ask the Lord to help you with your unbelief. Ask him to increase your faith. But when he does that, remember what he does, friends. He throws you into circumstances like he would throw you into a pool and drops the bottom out and he says, learn to swim. By the way, not down the current, but up the current. not down the current, but up the current. And understand this. This comes to my aid. Grace is not a putting off, friends. Grace is a death to self. That's the work of grace. Okay? And that's a part of the cross. Paul said, I die daily. And I talked about that a couple segments ago. I want to get to this, and I want to bring it, and I want to dovetail it with the use of, by the Holy Ghost, using my mind and purpose to bring this to a full consummation by dovetailing it. I want to go back to this because we started the show off talking about how people are scaring other people to succumb rather than filling them with the faith by the power of the Holy Ghost to overcome. I can't stand these people. Conversations with me and them go for about, well, as long as they'll listen. Because I don't put up with it. I don't want unbelief around me. I don't want filthy people around me, friends, that call themselves Christians and haven't repented. I don't want them around me. Why would I want them, if we walk in holiness, to splatter the robe that we have on? I'm talking about brothers and sisters that call themselves Christians, friends, not worldlings. Those are we called to, okay? I want to go back to Jude real quick. Jude said, Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith. This is outside of the vernacular of millions and millions and millions and millions of those that call themselves Christians in this country. Contending is of the devil, they say. No, Jesus said, I didn't bring peace, I brought a sword. He brought variance. He brought division. That's what truth does. It divides, right? For there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, that's right, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, carnal thinking, which is at enmity with God, okay? And by the way, Scripture tells us we're to cast down every high thing that exalts itself against the Word of God. We're to pull it down, and we're to take every thought captive and make it obedient to the Word of Christ, like it or not, okay? Ungodly men turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? Denying the only Lord God. Yep, they're denying Him in word and in action by preaching outside of what the Word declares. You know what's interesting about all that, friends, is when you go to Corinthians, it says, who comfort us all in our tribulation, because we all go through the same things, those that I'm exposing right now, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ. Listen. Okay? And whether we be afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effectual in the enduring of the same suffering which we also suffer. Don't think like you're the only one going through it. We're all going through this. But either we're going to take on the mind of Christ and hold on to the robe and don't let go, or we're going to take and let go and we're going to go flow right back into the system of the world, which brings forth the message that many of these people give today. Okay, he said, whether we be comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation. This is what I want you to hear. Okay, and our hope of you is steadfast, knowing that you are partakers of the sufferings, so shall you also be of the consolation. Our hope. Okay, hey folks, if you've run out of hope, tie a knot and hold on, because Christ, who is the anchor, will not let you down. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.